Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like the sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
I know we was off a week, you know, just got back to work after taking off a paternity leave and, you know, had to catch up on some things. So it was a lot of late nights and stuff like that, so we weren't able to get it through. But, you know, we back, got a jam-packed show.
Yeah, got a lot of stuff we got to go over. Know y'all missed us. It's all good. There's just so much stuff that happened since we've been gone. National championship in college, you got the NFL playoffs, NBA is almost halfway point.
Yeah, a lot of trades.
A lot of trades, a lot of movement, a lot of coaches moving around, so there's a lot of stuff to go over. We will be hitting y'all
We'll be getting into that. Hope y'all enjoying a nice MLK holiday.
Yes, sir.
So in case you hear the bird or some noise in the background, outside, us folk outside, you know, we're not too far from MLK.
Yeah, you know how it goes. And for those of y'all who have young children, I urge you, if they haven't heard or read Martin Luther King's speech, let them hear it.
Yeah, a lot of them.
As a powerful message out there that they need to hear.
Yeah, make sure y'all expose them to a lot of the speeches. Exactly. You know, we know the one that's all popular, but, you know, let them get to know everything about
the good man.
You know, in case you hear some background, my little girl is not too far from is here, you know, listening in. So, you know, in case you hear a little bit of that, that's what that is.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. So y'all know how to find us. Y'all know how to reach out to us. You can find us on blackisonline.com, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, all under Black Is. Y'all want to reach out and holler at us, talk some sports, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. All right, y'all. So y'all know where we going to start.
Yep.
You know, I know the NFL season slowly coming to an end.
Oh, boo.
Kind of sad.
Boo.
You know, but we know who's going.
Boo.
Yeah, you know, we gonna get into that. Let the man frustrate. You know, we had a couple people on Twitter was like, wait a minute, we concerned. Are you all right?
Yep. Shout out to Rashani from
Single Simulcast.
Yeah.
And our boy Daryl out of Strata Low Cash
and all them. So, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine now. Wounds have healed at this point. Ain't nothing I can do.
All right. Let's get into the teams that won. First off, let's get into the really good game. This Seattle man down 16-0. I mean, you can have much of a worse start than they did. I'm like, all right, turnover. Fumble.
I was shocked, to say the least. I kept looking at the score, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's 3-0 Green Bay. Okay, 6-0 Green Bay. Okay, fine. Then it's like, damn, 16-0. I'm like, what is going on? Then you look at Russell Wilson. He's throwing picks left and right, and I'm just like, what's going on up in here? So then I finally got a chance to actually watch the game. I saw the second half, and, I mean, even in the second half, you looked at Seattle and was just like, man, they don't look right.
No.
Their defense wasn't really getting the pressure that you would assume they'd get on a hobbled Aaron Rodgers. You know, their defensive backfield did a pretty good job for the most part, holding them down. But, you know, it seemed like Aaron Rodgers was on his way to winning. And then, I mean, a serious momentum swing.
Huge.
Momentum swing. And for the cat, what is the gentleman's name? Bostic. who dropped that damn onside kick.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I know he was feeling it.
I feel so bad for the kid because, well, number one, it wasn't his job to catch the ball.
No, he was supposed to block.
He was supposed to block. So I understand in times like that, you know, you're reacting and you're like, the ball's coming right at me. I could be the hero if I just catch this ball. But at the same time,
now, Jordy Nelson was right there.
Yeah, and I saw Jordy Nelson was right there behind you, and it's just like your job was to block. So I think had he just done his job and Seattle recovered, he wouldn't even be thought of right now.
Nope. Nobody knew who he was.
But yeah, but now it's just he is the GOAT.
Everybody's like that. But wasn't like happens. That with that that Niners. Well, I think they were in playing Seattle. I forget where it was. And they either Niners or whoever they one of them championship games. I think it was Kyrie Williams or something like that. Where he fumbled a kickoff return. And just like, oh, now everybody knows your name.
And then I just watching the game, I was like, if Green Bay loses, this is the biggest choke job I've ever seen.
Well, I have to give it up to Seattle defense. They were, it was almost like a bend not break.
Yeah,
because you're just like. They should have had like 30 points.
Yep. Easy.
They had many chances. I mean, holding them to, you know, Mason Crosby, 5 field goals. He was money, you know, but like on the first drive when they fumbled.
It was 4th and 1
yeah.
on the 1 yard line, field goal.
Which was, you know, at that point, you got to take it to get the points.
Some people were like, was Mike McCarthy too conservative? I'm like, look, you going up against Seattle's D. Right. I need all the points I can get.
It was like early in the first quarter. Like, you don't worry about it then.
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, shout out to Seattle. And I, as soon as I saw the overtime coin flip and Seattle got the ball, I told my boy, shout out to my boy Edgar. I was like, watch, Seattle's going to take this ball, march down the field, touchdown, they done. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because they did the exact same thing to Denver. So I'm like, they've been in this position before. They know how to do it.
Well, they had all the
and
momentum.
There it is. And there it was. And it was just like, boom, boom, boom. Damn, win. We win. And it was just like. If you're a Packers fan, I know you're just like,
man, this is some bullshit.
Cancel those plane tickets.
that had to hurt. That had to hurt.
I mean, you talk about a crushing defeat. Hey, I know how y'all feel. I've been there. I know the feeling.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't, you know, he was all right.
He's okay.
You know, 19 of 34, 178 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, only sacked once.
Yeah. What I'm saying, I mean, his offensive line did a pretty good job mm-hmm. holding Seattle down, their defensive line.
Yeah, because you weren't really going to think he was going to just get blown out like they had in week one. It was all, are you going to challenge with your Sermon? You know, and on that first, his first interception, that was just a bad throw.
Yeah.
Everybody just caught it. But, you know, they couldn't get nothing. And lo and behold, you know, hey, kudos to Seattle special teams.
Yeah.
Because that fake field goal
was money.
It was like, ooh, that was nice. Nice
was
little
money. Nice call.
Mm-hmm. Kind of just give them some help. And, you know, they had a belief. And you could just tell with the emotion afterwards. I mean, Curse, when he had that, that came out to that fourth interception where he just couldn't catch it for whatever reason. And it was the interception. I know he was like, oh, shit. But,
I mean,
he made the game winning touchdown.
He redeemed himself big time. And, I mean, kudos to Russell Wilson. I mean, he easily could have folded after throwing like 4 picks, you know, to the same. You throwing to the same guy, and every time you throw to him, he gets picked.
Mm-hmm.
So he easily could have shied away from him and just like, I don't trust him no more.
Yep.
But, kudos to Russell Wilson. He had faith in his team still. He didn't get down on himself after making those mistakes.
He was god awful.
He was terrible. This was probably the worst game I've ever seen him play. He was getting sacked left and right. He was getting beat up. He took a massive shot from Clay Matthews.
Yeah, but almost he dodged it a little bit. Like Clay Matthews, about, you know, a couple inches more to the left or right would have laid him out.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, but he was a warrior and he battled to the end. And man, that emotion at the end of the game, you saw him crying, and he was just like, you know, that
God is good.
God is good. I mean, you know, I mean, you.
And this is why, in all this crap about, you know, beforehand with the talk of do they have believe in Russell Wilson and all this other BS.
I think Doug Baldwin's speech should tell y'all everything y'all need to know.
Yeah, his team had his back.
They did.
They didn't, you know, fold with him. They got back to beast mode. But I mean, what? 14-29, 209 yards, one touchdown, four interceptions, five sacks. At some point, he had a QBR of zero.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, can he just get something from that offense? But beast mode, 25 carries, 157 yards, touchdown. That last touchdown to take the lead, vintage beast mode.
And still didn't want to talk to the media afterwards. I ain't
nope.
talking to y'all.
And in case y'all, you know, we saw it. I didn't get to see the other end of that. But, you know, all this, if they're going to wear his gold cleats, he can't play. I think the NFL was like, you know what? We tired of finding you.
Yeah.
We just going to sit your ass out. Which I was like, really? You going to do that? Okay.
I was kind of like, that's a little bush league, but.
So what happened? When he got his touchdown, turned around, hold D's. That's what that was. Because I saw it somewhere else. Because it was like, why is he slowing up? Then I was like, oh, his hand's on his crotch. I'm going like, what?
He does that all the time, though. You see when he dives into the end zone, he grabs his nuts. And it's just like, that's his like signature mark. Mm-hmm. That's just what he do. And, you know, beast mode was beast mode. 25 carries, 157 yards. That is absolutely insane. We got a new guest for the moment. Miss Isley, what's happening, girl?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, kudos to Seattle. You know, shout out to Green Bay. I mean, they got here with Aaron Rodgers basically on one leg.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to give them some credit. They lost the game. I would say more than Seattle won the game.
Yeah, that's what Aaron Rodgers said. And you knew. You could see it.
He was pissed.
He was like, this is going to hurt forever.
Forever. For his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are like, does this taint his legacy? And I'm just like, not really. For me personally, I think this does a little bit more for me as far as Aaron Rodgers' legacy goes. The man was on one leg and almost led this team to the Super Bowl. I mean, against Seattle's defense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, clearly, he was a play away, literally, probably, from winning the game. You got to give kudos to Aaron Rodgers. To me, there's no way, shape, or form tarnishes his legacy.
No.
No way. No way. I mean, geez. So,
it's Seattle's defense. So what you think is going
to
happen?
I'm like, most people didn't give them a shot to win anyway.
Yeah, they were up 19-7. Early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Pretty much almost, you know, under 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
They got it in the bag.
Yeah. So, I mean, this one, it's going to sting.
Oh, it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. But it in no way, shape, or form tarnishes his legacy.
So no. Not at all. And into the game that was mad lopsided.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Mercy rule. We need a mercy rule.
Yeah, they kicked.
Can a brother get one? Because Jesus Christ. Tom Brady.
They was ready. He was like, "We trying to get this."
I gotta give credit to the man. I gotta give credit to this team, and I gotta give some credit to a freaking LeGarrette Blount. 30 carries, 148 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yep, that was their problem. Jonas Gray ran all on them.
I mean,
last time they played, and
I guess clearly he had a hidden agenda. He was like, "All right, F this. I don't want to be in Pittsburgh. Let me go back to where I can ball."
Yeah, I know he happy
because I'm like. I know New England happy.
Mm-hmm. We'll pick him up. Yeah, we're not going to really use him. Are we using him today? Bam.
So, I mean, wow. They came out guns blazing. They were not playing around. Andrew Luck looked terrible.
Yeah, they couldn't get on track.
He looked terrible. And
for his sake, guys were dropping passes early, which didn't really help.
They were exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that it was Andrew Luck and nothing else. That basically is what the game showed me, is Andrew Luck is playing by himself. You clearly need to upgrade this team. People have been saying it since you got the kid. It's like, okay, you got the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Put pieces around him. You have some, but defensively, they're in shambles.
Yeah.
They're in shambles, which makes me even more disgusted that Denver lost to them. So, I mean, just the way they got obliterated just hurt me because I'm just like, Denver couldn't beat that.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty.
I mean, you know, it was close. They were, you know, down 17-7 at the half. And then
it was
28-0 second half.
Kudos to New England, Bill Belichick and all them. The man can coach.
Yeah.
The man can coach. Early on, they got their butts smacked by Kansas City. Everybody said they was done. Even we were kind of questioning them a little bit. I mean, I am not going to shy away. I still think some of their personnel moves are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still think Tom Brady is still on the decline somewhat.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I mean, 23 or 35, 226, three TDs and a pick. I mean, he had a decent game.
He was solid.
It was a solid game. So, I mean, but as a team, as a cohesive unit, they balled.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, offensively, special teams and all that. So, kudos to them. And my God, it's going to be a good Super Bowl game.
Oh, it's going to be. You know, we'll be getting into that in more in depth on what to expect. But, yeah, and, you know, with the Colts, you know, that Trent Richardson is a damn failure. That trade is just
bust. He's officially a bust. Yeah, he is officially an NFL bust.
Yeah, because now he didn't. What was his reason for sitting out? It was some scheduling or now personal reason.
He said there was a family emergency. I mean, I guess there was a report that came out that said, I guess he was late for a walkthrough or something like that. But he is sticking to the fact that it was a family emergency. Personally, I don't know who to believe, and I'm not going to try to debate it. I mean, right. If it was a family emergency, it was a family emergency.
Right.
I'm not going to knock him for that. But, I mean, he's been in the league 3 years now, and he's been doo-doo.
Oh, no, he has been doo-doo.
I mean, this is the same. He was picked two spots after Andrew Luck.
Yeah. I mean, he's the reason why you will never see, unless, you know, maybe 20 years down the line where running backs are back in vogue,
yeah,
ain't nobody going to pick.
Running backs will not be picked in the top 10 anymore. I can see some first round running backs maybe later on,
but not.
I know this draft coming up is running back heavy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talent there. I can see a couple first round picks, but you'll never see a running back taken in the top 5, top 10, unless he is LaDainian Tomlinson or like Barry Sanders or something. Unless you're like, you know, he is coming in and he's money.
Yeah,
like LT was money when he came in the league.
Yeah.
But it ain't many of them.
Yeah. I mean, you have
a whole lot of them.
You got to literally, like, dominate and be ever since you step on the field for your 2+ years.
I mean, Todd Gurley from Georgia looks like he could be pretty good. There's some good backs coming out,
but
so we'll see.
It's just because it's not a back
system.
We're all quarterback heavy. But, yeah, all right, y'all. So, we talking about them. So, he was brought it up. You know, we got to go backwards.
Yep.
How you doing? You feeling better now?
I'm feeling much better now. I mean, look. Watching the game, I watched the whole game, too, from beginning to end. I agreed 100% with John Elway in his assessment that there was no fire. There was no – I don't want to say there was no effort, but there was no fire. There was no urgency in that game. I watched that game, and I literally was just like, y'all don't even want to play. They didn't even look like they wanted to be there. Defensively – they did okay. I mean, they held Indy to 24 points, which honestly, the way the game was going, we could have scored more with the opportunities we had. Mm-hmm. But offensively, it just did not look like guys were in sync. I know the reports came out afterwards that Peyton Manning was hurt with quad injury. Honestly, I really don't care. I didn't care. After the fact, I don't give a shit. Tell me that 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care now. It doesn't matter. To me, that doesn't mean anything to me. Big whoop. Play Brock Osweiler then. If that's the fucking case, he can't play. I mean, seriously. To me, I'm like, so fucking what, man? So, Peyton just didn't look like Peyton.
No, he had an off.
He had a terrible game. But to his credit, Demaryius Thomas was dropping passes left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Guys just did not look like they were into it. The only time I saw some sign of fight in life, the only person was C.J. Anderson. He's the only one to me in that whole team who showed up ready to fight and play. Because that fourth down play and one where he bounced off like 3-4 tackles, I was like, that's effort. That is not trying to lose a game. And then it was like, oh, well, we ain't doing nothing after that. So I am not surprised they made a change with John Fox. We saw the same thing happen with Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Well, we should have closed that game out, and we didn't. Saw the same thing in the Super Bowl. We got demolished in the first quarter, and that was the end of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, and then this game happened. So, I mean, with John Fox, I love John Fox. I like him as a coach. I thought he was a great hire. He brought stability to this team, to the locker room. But at the same time, John Fox is not a fiery guy. He doesn't really get guys motivated. I mean, so love him. Wish him the best of luck in Chicago. But, you know, unfortunately, it is time for a change, I think. It's time for a new voice in there. Somebody who can – because I'm like, with the talent we have, there is no reason we should have lost that game.
No, defense didn't do nothing when you spent all that money
that's
on defense.
That's ridiculous.
You know, and, yeah, for it's like the,
and John
the last
always
3 years.
Said, you got to go down swinging like Seattle did. Seattle went down swinging.
Yeah.
We didn't do that. Nope. We went there. We laid on our backs.
Basically, the last 3 years when you had Peyton Manning, the way your season ended all 3 years, the games were terrible.
Yes.
It was lackluster effort.
Yes, exactly. It's just why I'm like, ugh, we need that guy to give us some fire. Give us some pep.
So, you know, we'll speak on the coaches hired in a little bit. Do you think Peyton will be back?
Yes, I do. I personally think so. Because I just don't think Peyton wants to go out like that. I mean, that game was terrible. And I don't think that's the way he wants his Hall of Fame career to end. You know, playing like that, being injured, see, he skipped the Pro Bowl. You know, I can't see Peyton Manning ending his career that way. I can't. Even with the new coaching staff, I can't see him just ending his career like that.
No, I thought he'd come back. I think it's this whole thing when you have guys who are superstars who are, you know, straight up first ballot Hall of Famers. He's arguably, you know, of course, now with Tom Brady, he's legitimately top five ever.
Yes.
Now, however you want to rank him in that, it's up to you. But he's clearly up there. And because he's not, you know, because I asked Jonathan, is he still in that elite box? And he is.
Yes.
After that game, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe he becomes like that first quarterback right behind that tier. But he's not like, oh, he fell off. All right. He should just retire. I'm like, there's probably about
Geno Smith status now.
There's about 20 teams who will be like, yeah, I'll take that Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
Oh, you went 12-4. Oh, you lost play. Oh, okay, you done. Like what?
Exactly. So I'm not gonna sit here and say I can't sit here and say he's not elite. Still an elite quarterback to me.
Okay.
Still proven otherwise.
Yeah, y'all got to make sure y'all resign your peoples.
Yeah, we got a lot of free agents, new coaching staff. So we'll see.
All right. The other game that we can get into, them Cowboys and that catch.
They were cheated, of course.
You know, I heard someone was like, oh, the Cowboys fans was talking much smack after that win in Detroit. And, you know, the way that went down with that call. And all of a sudden, it's their turn to get a call. Oh, this is bullshit.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'm going to say what I always say. It shouldn't have come down to that one play anyway.
Nope.
So, Cowboy fans can be upset. They can be mad. I completely get it. But what it boils down to is you should have just beat them. Should have beat Green Bay. You had an opportunity. Aaron Rodgers was on one leg. Y'all didn't do enough.
No.
That's the bottom line. Period.
Now, did you think that was the catch?
When I first saw it, yes. I can't even lie. I was like, damn, that was an amazing catch. Now, part of me after the replay, when I saw the ball pop in the air, I was like, I don't know, because, you know, he had it, and then he came down with it, and then he tried to lunge, and the ball pops up, and you're like, technically, maybe it wasn't a catch. I still thought they deem it a catch, but then it was reversed, and I was like, wow, oh, okay.
Yeah, I
all right.
After they showed the replay again, I mean, it looked like a great catch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hindsight, maybe he should have caught it and then just kind of fell on his back. That way the ball doesn't hit the ground. If he was able to catch it and take maybe a step or two, then if he falls and it moves, then at least like, all right, well, he caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, well, maybe the ground could have been a fumble. He got it back, you know, but that's the rule. You got to complete it. And because he caught it, didn't really get to take a step. He had to finish the catch. He didn't protect it enough. The ground hit it and made it move. So, yeah, it was incomplete. And people are like, oh, that's bullshit.
Don't drop that shit.
You know I know what to do with it.
Maybe y'all should have ran it on fourth and one or fourth down.
Oh, my God. That one play when they were screwing up and we used the timeout. Like, it's third and one. Yeah, let's pass. Like, what? You got DeMarco Murray. What the hell?
So, again, I mean, Cowboy fans, you know.
Yeah, y'all. Hey, kudos. Y'all had
an excellent season. Y'all exceeded expectations big time. So
I didn't think y'all would get into the playoff.
Absolutely not.
You know, the Ravens had the Patriots in the bag. They had them down 14 two times.
Yeah.
Just couldn't handle it.
Tom Brady, man. He's on a mission.
He is on a mission.
But, I mean, for Baltimore, kudos to them. They fought hard to get to where they were. we thought it was going to be a close, tough game, and it was. And I mean, Joe Flacco just, unfortunately, they just didn't do enough.
No, he couldn't get it done. Mm-mm. And then, you know, Panthers got their bus whooped.
The no chance game. I called it. No chance. They kept it close early.
They did.
But I mean, nah, no chance. We knew that going in.
Nah, they was handed to them. All right, one more thing before we get out of this playoff talk. After the game with the Patriots, it came out and the NFL is looking into the Patriots deflating some balls. You're like, oh my God, again. What is going on? You know, y'all whooped ass. So it's not like, okay, well, Indy just couldn't score, but somehow y'all score off these little deflated balls. You know, it's raining. They should be able to make catches too. But
like, there's always something with New England.
He was trying to get past Spygate. Yeah. And he brought up, like, hey, six, you know, times in the Super Bowl.
But I guess supposedly the refs are supposed to check the balls before they use anyway. So. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they have a lot, and they check some. Well, I guess check most of them. And they said they went in half. I guess looked at one, didn't feel kind of right. You're like, oh, shit. You know, if something happens, they'll get fined. You
lose
know,
a draft
lose
pick.
Some pick. I'm like, y'all need to lose them like three picks. Because you hit them with one. But I'm like, oh, y'all repeat offenders. And like, y'all doing a beast mode like that.
Yeah.
Where y'all want to basically suspend him from the game.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, so you want an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. That's what absolutely. You want. Of course, that's what they
of
wanted.
Of course, that's what they wanted.
You know, I'm like, y'all, that's how I was feeling when they brought that up. Like, oh, okay, trying to sabotage. Because you know about this? No fun league. Mm-hmm. You wearing shoes that's different? Nah. You want you to be bland. Everybody wear the same thing.
Robots.
Mm-hmm. But I hope it's nothing. Personally, even though I'm not a big Patriots fan, I hope it's nothing.
Yeah, I hope we move it's past not. It. Yeah, exactly.
Because I do not want to spend the next 2 weeks talking about how these dudes are cheaters and blah, blah, blah. I'm like.
Because then it's going to be like, oh, they don't even deserve to be in a Super Bowl. And it's like, here we go. Here we go.
All right, y'all. So it's been a lot of movement going on in this coaching hires. Let's start off with the newest thing. Your boy, Gary Kubiak.
He's coming home. Mm-hmm. I want to play that song. I'm coming home. So, I mean, I think he should be a decent hire. I'm curious. He was John Elway's backup quarterback for a while. Then his offensive coordinator under Mike Shanahan. He did a good job with the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Did a good job with the Texans. So,
couldn't get him over the hump.
Yeah, they couldn't, fortunately, get over that hump. But they did a pretty good job. I'm just curious, you know, of how he'll make it work with Peyton if he does come back. You know, seeing as how his offense is different than what Peyton is used to working. But, I mean, at this point, they're both smart guys when it comes to football. I'm sure if Peyton wants to come back, I'm sure they can make it work.
Yeah. So, I hope he comes back.
If nothing else he's shown, he'll run the rock.
Yeah.
For sure.
And C.J. Anderson is
let's
like,
go.
I'm starting.
Hey, Monty Ball, I know he's like biting at the bits to get back at it.
Yeah, you're the number two back right now. Sorry. C.J. Anderson was killing.
Beasting, yeah.
So he's earned that spot.
Yes, he has.
John Fox, who got fired mm-hmm. by the Broncos yep. after that rumor, which I heard, you know, all the sources
yeah.
that he's the one who leaked that. And, you know, Elway and Manning were like, nigga, that's we ain't with that.
If he was, then, you know,
maybe
shame on him.
Maybe he knew writing on the wall and he was done.
Yeah.
He is now coaching the Bears.
And apparently didn't give much of a vote of confidence to Jay Cutler.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I'll get to know Jay. Like, oh, damn, well.
He already know. I'm not saying
I know
nothing.
Enough. I lived in Denver. I already know about Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I mean, now it's like, okay. Like, everybody who leave Denver won't go to Chicago.
But, I mean, look. I mean, he's a defensive-minded coach. The defense was horrendous.
It was trash.
He has a knack for turning teams around mm-hmm. when they're bad. Did the thing, same thing with the Panthers. Did the same thing with the Broncos. Mm-hmm. He won with Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I mean, so, clearly, I mean, he got skills. He can coach. Now, the question is always, can he take you to the championship?
Mm-hmm.
That's always the question with John Fox.
Yeah, I mean, he's proven he has. Yeah.
He can get there.
You know, now
the question is
can he
win it?
Can he take Jay Cutler and help him get to the Super Bowl? That's the question.
That's the question. That is the question. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. He has some pieces he can work with. They're going to have to do some stuff about that D, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they are. Niners. No Jim Harbaugh. It's always going to be a head scratch for a while. Bumped up their D-line coach, Jim Tom Sula, to head coach.
I mean, look, you keep some continuity within the franchise. But as I told one Niner fan, they just hire somebody they can boss around. they can just tell what to do and he'll do it. Real talk, they went through this whole spiel these last few seasons with friction in the front office. Your GM ain't getting along with your head coach and all this and that. And I'm sure once they got rid of Harbaugh, they were like, all right, let's get somebody who will listen to us and who will just do what we say. So, I mean, look, he wasn't the sexiest hire. But
nah, he wasn't.
That defense has been stout for a long time. He, you know, he does a good job with the defensive line. Who knows? You never know. I mean, with some coaches, you never know what can happen. I mean, shit, John Harbaugh was what? A special teams coordinator and became a head coach. And look at him now. So, I mean, you never know with coaches. Unless you give them the opportunity, you're never going to know what they're going to do. So,
we'll see. Yeah, it's...
I'm sure a lot of the players, you know, like to hire.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in-house, so that works out. You just, I mean, Jim Harbaugh was a winner up until this season, you know, but I don't think this season was all on he lost players. I think a lot of that friction up top probably got in the way. But he's, you know, going to Michigan and got the chips. And good luck, San Francisco.
That's right.
Another strange hire to me, Raiders hiring Jack Del Rio.
I mean, look. He's a USC guy. He's a California dude. His parents are season ticket holders, and his brother works for the organization in some capacity. I mean, he's a solid coach. I mean, shit, Jacksonville has been garbage since he left. Mm-hmm. They've been terrible. So, I mean, the fact that he was able to at least get something out of Jacksonville, you're like, well, maybe he might be a pretty decent coach. Plus, I mean, Denver's defense was good the years he coached it. I mean, I think it's a solid hire. It's not a sexy pick. You know, like a Rex Ryan or something like that. But to me, the Raiders don't need sexy. You need somebody who can bring stability to your organization and just at least, you know, coach these guys up. At least you have a guy who's been a head coach. He has the experience. You know, he's won. He's been to the playoffs with Jacksonville. So at least he knows he's worked with a bad organization before. So he kind of knows how to build up and work from the ground up. And that's he got Khalil Mack. Which is a nice piece he can work with. You have Derek Carr, so you have a quarterback you can work with. So, I mean, he has some stuff he can work with. And, I mean, I guess he has a good relationship with the owner. So, I mean, that always plays a role.
Yeah, and I think for him, he has to learn. This will be, what, his second time as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're hoping that maybe you've learned from your mistakes. You got to take a step back, be a coordinator, kind of see, you know, learn a little bit more.
And he was on a winning team.
You know, maybe he brings a different approach that'll, you know, help the Raiders out. I mean, for them, they need some of that Dallas Cowboys. Let's just go 8-8.
I'm just annoyed because I'm like, God, I got to deal with another Bronco coordinator now. He's a coach. Like, damn, go ahead, Chiefs, hire somebody else. Hire Adam Gase. So we can just make it a Denver affair.
Speaking of the Cowboys, Jason Garrett got him some chips.
Chinga ching ching.
5 years, $30 million to stay with the Cowboys. Defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli got him a 3-year deal. Callahan was like, "Yeah, I'm out." Going to the Redskins as an O-line coach. Is it that's
Jason Garrett? Honestly, I don't know. Just because there was so much turmoil before this season, where should he call plays? He don't need to call plays. You almost were like, you thought he was going to get fired after this season. So for me to give him 5 years,
yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Maybe two, maybe like a 2-year extension, you know, to prove this year wasn't a fluke. Because I'm like, if they go back to 8-8 next year, then what? People going to be like, he need to go.
Yeah. I think at the most, I probably would have given him a 3-year deal.
I would give him two.
5 year is.
That's a long investment.
That's a lot of vote of confidence.
Because if he does not produce these next 2 years, you got to get rid of him. Now you're paying the coach. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is, you know,
while he's fired, you can
give a lot of it to Callahan
because
that O-line was the MVP
of their team this season. A lot of it to Rod Marinelli, too, because that defense was balling.
Yeah, they played a little bit better.
They played much better. Yeah.
Exceed the expectations with all the losses and injuries.
Absolutely.
You still got to keep DeMarco Murray. You still got to pay Dez Bryant.
Yep. Which Jerry Jones came out and said is going to be hard to keep both.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you keeping one, we know who you keeping.
Well, look, if they can sign one of them to a contract, then they can just franchise the other. Now, I did hear they lowballed fucking DeMarco Murray, offered him like a 4-year contract of like $16 million. I'm like, what? You having him $4 million a year?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Now, that might have worked.
That's a slap in the face. Yeah,
that might have worked a few years ago.
Yeah, when he was, you know, kind of injury prone and stuff. Yeah.
Coming in leading the league in rushing.
Nah,
he's going to be like, I got my payday, bruh.
I need that Jamal Charles money.
Yeah, especially seeing how, like, you did the coach. I'm like, the coach was a lame duck coach. If y'all didn't miss the playoffs, he probably would have been gone. Yep. He get a 5-year deal. Y'all need to give me some dough.
Yep. If you don't, somebody will.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Show me the money.
He's going to get it.
How about Rex Ryan?
Man, I like that. I like that. It happened real quick, too. Mm-hmm. It's staying in division.
Staying in the basically same state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really?
You ain't got to go far. You know, I ain't got to move. You
know, they got a great defense.
Very good defense.
Got, you know, running backs that can do some things. Now, it needs to be settled. You got talent running back.
They got good receivers. They got some pretty good receivers.
You know,
Kyle
Orton said he's done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
look, EJ Manuel, I say you still got to get a brother a year or so, maybe. I mean, shit, you rolled it out with Geno Smith. Mm-hmm. I mean, you give this kid a chance. He was a first-round pick. You know, he's got the prototypical size you want in a quarterback. He's mobile. You know, develop him.
Yeah, as a coach.
You got pieces.
And I don't know how the franchise views him. You know, if they're probably going to draft another QB. You know, in the drafts at some point. But if I'm him, I'm coming in. He gets a chance to compete for the starting job like anybody else. And if he don't get it, then he just don't get it. And then I'll let the organization do what they want to do with it.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I like that. You know, he's still – I'm sure Bill Belichick's like, oh, shit, really? Damn it.
I got to deal with this fool still. God. But, I mean, Rex Ryan – he's inherited a better team.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more stable. And the fan base is a little bit more realistic about expectations.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I will give Buffalo. Their fans are like, look, I know we're gonna suck. Or it's like, we know we're going to be good. There's no like, we have a bad team and it's like, yeah, we're going to the playoffs. No. They know if they're going to be bad, they're going to be bad. Now you're a little bit more optimistic. Mm-hmm. You got a great defense. You have pieces on offense. I mean, if you can find a good veteran quarterback to plug in, great. If not, you know, work with EJ Manuel, ride it out and see what happens. But at least, you know, try to re-sign CJ Spiller. You got Fred Jackson back there. They traded for Bryce Brown. So you got some guys back there who can run the rock. You got Sammy Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
You got some pieces. So we'll see what Rex Ryan can do. Because, I mean, that D should be top-notch.
Yeah.
Top-notch defense.
Need to go back to ground and pound, as you can tell with...
Which is what he said they're going to do.
With Seattle, with the Niners from previous years, not this year, that system works.
Yep.
All you got to do is just, man, you know, even with Kansas City, even though they ain't make it this year, it works. So, good luck to him. Their goal, just try to get in the playoffs because you know you ain't winning the division at all.
Not at all.
Dick LeBeau leaving the Steelers.
Man, again. We'll see how that goes. Last time he left, he came back quick.
Yeah, but they need to retool on that end.
They don't have the horses.
No.
They're too old on the defensive side of the ball. They need to infuse some youth on that side and we'll see, man. Mike Tomlin, the clock is ticking, unfortunately.
Yeah. We got what else? Giants are bringing back Steve Spagnuolo. Defensive coordinator.
Good. That's when they were winning. When he was a DC, that's when they were winning games. Good. Well, I think that's a good hire for them.
They need a little influence. I mean, same head coach, and maybe it'll work out. That division's always up for grabs. Just because Dallas pretty much at this point, look, they got a lock on it.
They'll probably be second or third next year. That's how that division goes.
Browns are not retaining Kyle Shanahan.
Of course not.
He's supposed to be headed somewhere.
Because Johnny Football don't like him. So we got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
No, and the quarterback coach is gone. I don't like him either.
Yeah, they need to. Well, they're not going to be starting over. Get it together.
My thing is, they need a promotion with the job they did with Brian Hoyer. They deserve a promotion. That's fine. Get somebody who's going to work with Johnny Football and help this kid and help mold this kid into a decent passer, because he looked way in over his head.
Yeah, he did.
He looked way in
over. Yeah, he's going to need to spend some time. Like, look, it's just, I know you got, what, your season ended. You got all the spring. I know it's holidays.
You need to spend all that time working on your game.
You need to get you.
You need to. You don't need to go out this year. You don't need to be going out right now. You need to focus on just playing.
Have your fun. Take a break every now and then. But you need to get you a good quarterback coach. And just work on some fundamentals. Just come back with something a little different.
Yep.
Because the team is going to be yours unless you blow it. But as of right now, you're going in pretty much going to be the starting quarterback.
Yep.
Show some things.
Yep.
Show that you take this seriously and you want to improve your game. Because
exactly.
As we all know, well, as all of us should know, you get better in the offseason, not during the season.
Correct.
Offseason is where you make your name and where you state – your desire to be the greatest to ever play.
And we all know Cleveland has run through quarterbacks like water, so you ain't got much time.
Nope, and you better, and they may draft another one.
Exactly.
You don't know. You know, interesting stuff with Ray Rice. Per the investigation done by the former FBI director, Robert Mueller, the NFL never saw the Ray Rice video before going public. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
And then he reached a settlement with the Ravens before that grievance hearing started. Just want to get some back pay for them kicking that $3 million he lost in back pay. I'm like, okay.
Good.
You know, get you some dough.
Yeah.
You know, be quiet. And I'm sure coming this season, somebody will probably pick you up.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be this year, but we'll see.
Maybe. Because, I mean, he already didn't look good going into the whole fiasco anyway. So.
Nah, so. And shout out to Rob Gronkowski, who wins Comeback Player of the Year.
I mean, no brainer.
Man, I was like, damn, I wish I drafted that fool earlier. Oh, you back to most number are. One first round pick status in fantasy football?
Yes, he is. That's for sure.
Yeah, he came back. And now everybody like done forgot about Jimmy Graham.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, he's the best tight end by far. I'm like, I ain't forgot about Jimmy Graham.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly. Julius Thomas ain't that bad.
You know, just Gronk.
Gronk is Gronk.
Yep, he'll be partying. I saw him a little preview dancing with somebody mama
after
the game. You know.
He's partying.
He will be partying. He will have a picture or two up before the Super Bowl.
Unlike Johnny Manziel, though, he produced on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main difference. A big difference.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Can't wait for the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
In a couple weeks, you know, we'll be getting into some things down the line. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be coming back. Yo, NBA, ooh, we got a lot on the docket.
Yes, sir.
Get y'all. So we're going to get into all of this talk. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. We've been together for so long, and I just don't know why you continue to do me the way you want to do me. I checked your cell phone, and I saw a number I don't notice he called on there. So something tells me either your mama done changed the number, or you cheat.
How could you do this to me after all these years? Girl, I don't know what in the fuck you think this is. Always trying to play around and tell lies while you are not at home. Sorry, girl, you busted. Now I saw the number on your cell phone. You cheating.
You was cheating.
Yes, you were.
Caught you creeping.
Yes, I did.
To the window, to the wall, skeet, skeet.
And trifling, oh.
Heavy breathing.
Yes, you were.
Now I'm leaving.
I got to walk out right now, cause I just can't take it, girl. You was cheating.
You was cheating.
Yes, you were.
Caught you creeping.
Yes, I did.
To the window, to the wall, skeet, skeet.
You dirty bitch.
Heavy breathing.
Yes, you were.
Now I'm leaving.
I got to get out of here, cause I just can't take it no more.
Percy, don't you know? We've been through this type of thing before.
Ooh, Lord. This time is different. I know I ain't tripping. I looked in the cell phone, saw another man's digits.
Now you must be tripping, cause you know it's not the same. She called you from her mama house and maybe her number changed.
She got the 2000 minute plan, calling her minute man. I'm packing the kids up, we're gone in the minivan.
No,
she
don't do it,
you was cheating.
Yes, she was.
Caught you creeping.
Yes, I did.
The wall skeet,
you cold busted,
heavy breathing,
out the door.
Now I'm leaving.
No more checks and no more chops.
sleeping. I can't believe that she would do this. We'll give it another chance, person. She don't deserve it. No, 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 she don't. Let me count the ways that I love you, girl.
I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Really wanted you to be my wife. And I say 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Really wanted you to be my friend. And I say 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Can't think of nothing that rhymes with 15.
Ooh, Lord, the background singers just messed up.
Well, Percy, I don't give a fuck.
But tell me where we gonna go.
We're going to the minstrel show.
You was cheating.
Yes, she was.
Caught you creeping.
Turn around and see him face at night, and I just want to fall down.
I know how you cheating. Feel, person.
Can't you can't understand.
Believe me, I know how you feel.
How do you know?
You know in your heart
breathing.
That you don't want nobody but us.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour. So y'all want to hit us up? Y'all want to talk some NFL? Let us know how you feeling going into the Super Bowl. Who you like? You know, your frustration for your Packer fans. Yeah, I've been there with in another sport with my team.
Mm-hmm.
But hit us up. Let's talk. TheBrothersLayman at gmail.com for email. And on Twitter, at BrothersLayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219. We'll read it, discuss it on the show.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. You know, I'm sure those of y'all NBA heads, I know y'all ready for us. So let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. Man, so yeah, it's been a lot going on, a lot of trades Jesus. That have happened.
A lot of movement, yeah, mm-hmm. for real.
Some have already happened and, you know, look good, but we're going to get into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the oldest one. You know, a lot of these, since these are the Cavs, let's talk about the Cavs since they, you know, looking
suck.
Good right now. Of course,
since they suck. Suck.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, since they won back-to-back
who
games,
cares?
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Yeah, that's how I feel with them right now. Oh, they're playing again. Guess what? Championship. Slow down. So, I mean, they
y'all
added
still behind the Bucks.
Yeah, y'all got a ways to go.
Exactly.
Getting Iman Shumpert, J.R. Smith, you know, and Moz Goff, you know, that three-team deal. They gave up Deion Waiters going to the Thunder. Knicks got space.
Knicks got worse.
And then traded two picks to get Timothy Mozgov.
Yeah.
Who has a 4.5 team option for next season. What do you think of that? So far, them moves. How do you like it going into the rest of the season?
For Cleveland? All right, let me start. For Cleveland, I mean, to me, it was just kind of a whatever trade. I mean, J.R. Smith is basically an older version of Deion Waiters.
Yeah.
With a terrible contract. And attitude to boot.
Yep.
Iman Shumpert, yeah, he gives you, you know, versatility on the defensive side of the floor, but offensively, he's still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
He's injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he still ain't played a game yet to yep. this day. So, you know, I don't know. You know, and then trading both your first round picks or protected round picks to get Timofey Mozgov. I mean, look, yeah, they needed a big body, but to give up two first-round picks to get him, I thought that was a little bit much. I'd maybe give up one. I ain't giving up two, though.
Yeah.
Thunder, I like the addition of Deion Waiters for them. Thought that was just a nice young piece they can bring off the bench. I mean, they need somebody off the bench to score when Russell Wilson and Kevin Durant take a break. So, you know, Deion Waiters can do that. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Jeremy Lamb. I don't know if he's just in the doghouse or what. I don't know what it is. And then the Knicks have thrown the towel in on this season. They don't care. They tanking, and that's just what it is.
You know what? As far as personnel moves, I dig the trade for the Cavs because you needed a shot blocker. Granted, you need another big body with Varejao getting hurt, but Varejao is not the shot blocker. So you at least got somebody who can be somewhat intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Shumpert is the defensive two guard that we were saying from jump they needed.
Mm-hmm.
He's a decent shooter. J.R. Smith is your 3-point specialist. You know, he doesn't have the versatility that Deion Waiters does to me. All the problem with them is there's a lack of cohesion going mm-hmm. on right now.
Absolutely.
They just not playing in sync. There's not that sense of team ball. I don't like that LeBron basically has to do everything.
Again.
You know, oh, he's back. Yeah, that heals everything. I'm like, well, yeah, if you get the best player in the game back, of course things is going to be better. But it's supposedly a big three. You know, Kevin Love didn't really get no shine when he was out. And they just – something's just not right with them. But, I mean, we've been saying chemistry was going to be an issue, and this is why I didn't think they was going to win this year.
Exactly.
And I'm sticking by that.
Yep, 100%.
I know Kevin Love, all that talk of he's unlikely to sign a long-term deal, and I'm going to just take this 1 year. I mean, I hope for their sake that they go at least pretty far. I personally think on one end, I think LeBron needs to lose probably second round. I mean, he's not going back to the finals. I mean, you went four straight times, great. You're going to have to come back down to earth at some point. But I think a second-round loss will have him come back hungry as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like this feeling that it's like 2003 over again. Like, oh, we got to do all this stuff to keep LeBron before he leave. I'm like, dude, if you're going to be here, be here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be like, we making trade. Why? Because you may leave us again. And we got to make dumb moves.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't. You gave Andrew Vera all that cash. He didn't seem to want it. Well, I mean, he signed it, and now he hurt. Yeah,
as usual.
Mm-hmm. Y'all going to be tied up and giving away picks. All that win now bullshit. For Oklahoma City, you had Reggie Jackson, and he's on my fantasy team, which is like, oh, great. No, you got a bigger Reggie Jackson. Okay, and you know, I heard, you know, in case Reggie Jackson doesn't come back, you know, they got a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
But just like you, I'm like, how come Jeremy Lamb ain't playing? How come Perry Jones ain't playing? Jeremy Lamb was balling the first few weeks of the season when nobody was hurt. And I was like, okay, maybe Scott Brooks will figure it out and play him. Nope.
Spirit, what's up with your squad, bro?
They loaded all in the backcourt. I mean, Anthony Morrow, you know, granted, specialist, three-point shooter.
He's been playing. Yeah. He's been playing.
You need that with you know, Westbrook and Durant. But, oh, my God, like, okay, we'll see what he does.
Yeah.
You know, but you just got to duplicates.
Pretty much.
And the Knicks, you know, we'll speak on them losing buzz later. What you think of Jeff Green going to the Grizzlies?
I think that's a nice move for them. I think that was an excellent get for them. They needed a guy at the three that could score a little bit, take a little bit of pressure off of Gasol and Conley. Because, I mean, Tony Allen is not really a scorer.
No.
So, you know, he gives you a little versatility, you know, in the case, you know, Zach Randolph is out the game. You can slide him to the four, perhaps, mm-hmm. to use him there. You know, he can shoot the three, he can board. So, I mean, Jeff Green gives them a lot of versatility. And who knows, he may be that piece that pushes them over.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up Tayshaun Prince's expiring contract to the Celtics. You know, knowing them and all these trades they've been having, they're probably going to just cut everybody.
Yeah.
But I like it. I say this as a Spurs fan, I'm like, oh, shit.
I mean,
Conley can score. You know, but he's a, you know, facilitator as well. They got somebody who we just need you to put up some points.
Basically.
And be versatile.
Play
you know,
some
you got,
D.
Yeah, you got Courtney Lee. You still got Vince Carter. And you're just like, man, the rich get richer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they serious. They trying to make moves to get up there and make some things happen.
Exactly.
And this was a little dangerous, man. I'm a little nervous. I can't front. Celtics, more trades, gave up Brandon Wright. To the Suns for a first-round pick. I mean, they got, like, eight picks and, like, first-round picks in the next 3 years.
Well, I mean, look, the Celtics are finally, and I said it wouldn't happen until they got rid of Rondo, they're mm-hmm. finally rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
They're finally in the rebuilding process. They have accepted it. They have gone all in for the long haul. You know, let's get some expiring contracts. Let's get some draft picks. Let's get some young players in here. And you can already see they have young pieces to work with. You got Jared Sullinger. You got Kelly Olynyk. You know, you got Marcus Smart. You got Avery Bradley. They have some young pieces already.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, from the standpoint of rebuilding, I was like, this is why I'm kind of like, why the hell haven't y'all bought in already? Because at least in Philly's case, their pieces are somewhat new to the NBA. In Boston's case, they have pieces of guys who've been here about a couple years or a year or two. You know, Avery Bradley just signed a long-term deal. You got guys who at least have some experience, and talent-wise, they're pretty good. So, you know, now with these first-round picks you have ammunition. If you want to trade for a veteran to improve your team, you can do that. Or you can, you know, utilize those picks in different ways. So, thank you. This is what you should be doing when you're rebuilding. That's why everybody who's crapping on Philly, I'm like, well, Boston now doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point you got to buy into rebuilding because that's the only way you're gonna get assets.
Yeah.
Then that's the only way you're gonna get better. So I applaud Boston for finally Danny Ainge and them taking the necessary steps to say, fuck it, we need to rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously moved when they got Austin Rivers in that trade. They moved him to the Clippers. Traded Jameer Nelson to the Nuggets for Nate Robinson. Bought Nate Robinson out. Yep. Like, okay, we'll trade him.
We're saving room. We're saving cap room. Because, I mean, let's be realistic. It's the Boston Celtics. It's a historical franchise. Mm-hmm. Guys will come play in Boston.
Yeah, we hope so. But, yeah, they will.
Or they can trade for dudes. We've seen them do it before.
Mm-hmm. What you think of Austin Rivers going to the Clippers?
I really don't care. When everybody making a hoopla about it, I'm like, do y'all really think he's going to, what is he going to do? Be like the third point guard? I mean, he backup point guard now? Or is that Jamal Crawford?
He's backup because they got rid of Jordan Farmar. Right. And there's talking to him adding Nate Robinson because, of course, his ties with.
If Nate Robinson come in, he will be third point guard. Because, I mean, look, Austin Rivers has been a bust as a lottery pick. Let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. That good. I'm sorry. I mean, look, it's the first father-son pairing in the league. And that's fine and dandy. You saw George Karl was like, yeah, I'm good on my son. He ain't that good. Exactly. Kobe Karl wasn't that good. Austin Rivers just ain't that good. Clearly, he ain't that good. He couldn't do nothing with the Pelicans.
And they had
nobody. Yep. And then it was like, fuck it, let's just trade for Jrue Holiday then. So they get Jrue Holiday. He gets shipped to Memphis. Memphis is like, we don't even want to waste our time. Go to the Clippers. All right, well. And then he's going to come here. What is he really going to do? Chris Paul's getting bulk of the minutes. You got J.J. Redick. You got my boy Jamal Crawford. Where are you getting time in the backcourt anyway? So that's why I was like, who cares?
He's not really a point.
He's not going to impact the game at all.
No. And
so who cares?
For his sake, I would hope that playing on this team, that he can contribute somewhat because he ain't done nothing. You said he was on a Pelican team that basically it was wide open. And if you ain't getting run on the Pelicans, who weren't that good?
Thank you.
You know, if they had to trade, you know, to get Tyreek Evans, and they got Gordon. You know, when Eric Gordon got hurt all them times, he wasn't getting run in.
So I'm like, he ain't that good.
But you know, that's them people like, oh, you got all that name recognition. Why don't you leave after your first year? Cash out.
It's Doc, you know, has power over personnel decisions.
Well, I heard a lot of the people were like, both of them were kind of like, we don't know if he want to do that. But they were like, look, I think for personnel reasons, this would be a good trade. I'm like, all right, I mean. You know, and they need a little help in the backcourt. So, you know, maybe a new change of scenery will help him out.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, they got to do something a little bit, you know, better.
Yeah.
They just seem they ain't been doing much.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to bring up with the Cavs that I saw, I couldn't find it in my notes. Tristan Thompson reportedly turned down a 4-year $52 million extension with the Cavs before that extension deadline.
If he did, then he's stupid.
There you go.
That's just what it is. If you pulled a Jimmy Butler, I'm a bet on myself, you pulled a big mistake, my friend. Number one, Jimmy Butler was guaranteed a starting spot. You were guaranteed a bench role.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dude, for me, $10 million a year for a six man, that's good.
Yep.
That's good money. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to be there anymore. Maybe that's a sign he don't want to be in Cleveland anymore. I'm just saying.
That may be.
I'm just saying. I know he's buddies with LeBron. LeBron want him to be kept, but I'm like, well, if your boy's turning down this much dough, he ain't getting a max contract.
Yeah, supposedly. I mean, he buddy with everybody. So, he buddy with Varejao.
Maybe Tristan Thompson's like, I want to test myself on the market.
Put it this way. If he was your boy, he wouldn't have been lobbying for Kevin Love to come.
Exactly.
Because he's basically, what spot took he going to take?
Position. Exactly.
He ain't taking LeBron's spot.
So, I mean, maybe Cleveland will match any offers he gets out there on the open market, but who knows? Maybe they won't.
He's gonna have a long summer.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, especially
he's like a B-type player. He's not one of the first guys you're just gonna run to on the open
especially
market.
Especially Kevin Love signs his little one-year deal, which is what he's gonna do with the Cavs. With the way the restricted free agency works, mm-hmm. he will be sitting a while. They're gonna make him wait. They're gonna see what the market is. I mean, dude can offensive rebound his butt off.
Yeah, he can board.
But he's never
been a great shot blocker, big-time defender. He can score on occasion.
But he's not like a number four pick.
No.
Where he's clearly,
he was not a top five pick.
Well, they'd probably be in the playoffs if he was worthy of that number four pick.
They would have never traded for Kevin Love if he was that good.
Like the Bulls saying they're going willing to get Jimmy Butler a max contract.
Yeah, he earned it.
Like, damn.
He earned it.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm betting on me.
And he proved it.
Boy, good job.
Mm-hmm. They've been looking for that shooting guard next to Derrick Rose. Like, oh,
played D.
Yep.
That's what I love, is that he played defense. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, no.
We ain't got to worry about a defensive liability at the two guard spot.
Yeah, I know the body will give, you know, Klay Thompson more love as the best two-way player. My thought is that reason would be because he's more of an offensive player. He's an offensive guy who can score buckets and play some solid defense.
Whereas Jimmy Butler, I think, is more of a defensive guy who has figured out now how to score.
Yeah, who do I think? Klay Thompson is more of the guy who can give you 30 more often.
I mean, coming out of college, look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, Klay Thompson was known for his point for scoring.
Yeah.
And putting up buckets. Jimmy Butler, you knew him. He was more of a defensive guy.
Yeah, but to me.
So, I mean.
If I think a two-way player, there's usually a guy who can. Who's really good at both.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I want to say Klay is really good. I think he's pretty good. He's improved defensively. But, you know, like Kawhi Leonard, two-way player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Two-way player.
I'm more like that. Or like Ron Artest, something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, it's been a lot of young talent out there. Yeah. I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see these guys. This weird joint with the Sixers suspended Kirilenko without pay. For not reporting to the team. And according to Philadelphia Inquirer, there was a verbal agreement that Kirilenko would get waived after the trade went through. That has not happened. Kirilenko
verbal agreement
like,
is not binding.
Nope. He's like, no, we're going to play. And he's like, the fuck? He's like, I'm trying to go to a winning organization.
Yeah, it's a vicious circle. He don't want to come. They don't want to cut him. So we'll suspend you.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, fine.
Suspend me with pay. They'll cut him eventually to stay that cap room.
No, they will.
He'll force their hand eventually.
They will. Sad for this news. Larry Sanders suspended at least 10 games for violating the league drug policy. The sources come out that he was no longer interested in playing basketball.
He was a strong candidate for my what the fuck moment, but I just. To me, this is more just he needs prayer. He needs help.
You know, he's on
he
that.
Needs guidance. Yeah, he's on that Josh Gordon status.
Yeah,
he a pothead. And notice it's up there in the Milwaukee, Cleveland, Ohio area. Exactly. I don't know what's going on up there with weed, but y'all need to fix it.
Yeah,
because y'all got potheads out there.
Yeah, something. I hope he takes the time.
I hope he takes his time to get his life together.
The dude, hey, he's talented. I mean, he played well enough to earn himself that. Large ass extension, but right now, dude, I think you just need to work on yourself. You got some demons you're dealing with.
Yeah,
you got some things personally.
Yeah, seriously,
that come way before basketball. I mean, the money's guaranteed. Ain't like it's going anywhere. You're gonna get your money. The team is playing well, and I think they could really use him. He'd be a nice addition. You'll probably make that team at least a real tough out in the first round.
Yeah.
But for his sake, I hope he works with what he's dealing with and hopefully come back. I'm not even expecting this season. Just come back next season with a desire to play.
It's a very unfortunate situation because I believe if he gets caught again, he's done.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Because I think this is the second offense
Yeah, this,
and I think if you third time, you're out.
Probably so.
I think you're or at least suspended for like a year or so.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he had that five. He was out the first five games with something.
Now it's 10.
Yeah, he's like, dude, what, come on, man.
He can't stay away from pot.
No, he can't.
I mean, I don't know what it is, bro.
You here for some marijuana? in the shaking your head at Knicks news. Get to them. First, they waived Samuel Dalembert. Supposedly expecting to have $28 million in cap space. Melo said he may need surgery down the line. I know there's been a discussion about should he play, should he not.
No.
I was telling John, said no, because he's hurt. He needs to
sit down. Like, you know this season is gone. Why play?
And I told you.
Why? Why?
And I just three.
The game is in Madison Square Garden.
Because he.
And I would say to Knicks fans, do y'all want a good team next year or do you want my knees jacked up? Your pick.
No. What I think is going to happen is he's going to be off and on. He's got to play in the All-Star game. Like, how?
Hey,
how?
He can't. Okay, so he can't just go to the All-Star game, you know, hey, I'm an honorary starter, but I can't play.
No.
Okay, now, cause hypothetically, he gets hurt in the All-Star game. He's out for the season anyway. Then what?
No, I don't expect him to. Well, if he's getting that hurt, that's like a freak accident.
Well, I'm like, he's already like, hurt.
I expect him to play. I don't expect him to play a lot. But the game is in.
If I'm coaching
New
that
York.
Team, you sitting, you starting the game, and then you're done. I'll sit you, I play you 5-10 minutes, and then you're done for the rest of the game. I can't. Why risk him? I hope to God, if by some grace of God, Derrick Rose makes his team, he plays 2 minutes. I don't want him playing.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to our Hoopla crew. I know they brought up that, and I think we're like, he needs to play the full on. But I think once you get to me,
full on season,
that he need basically if he's healthy enough to
he's
play.
He's not.
But I think if
he's not healthy,
you can't leave. This it's too early. You can't shut it down now.
I just signed a $1 billion extension.
People, and it's just perception. Once you get past the All-Star break, then people are like, then it becomes like, okay, now we're looking at the end of the season. Right now, it's
serious?
Too early.
Knicks fans should be looking at the end of the season right now. What is their record?
What are they looking
5-36. 5-36. You are literally the worst team in the NBA as of right now. The fucking 76ers have 8 wins.
Yeah.
The Knicks are garbage. Are you what light at the end of the tunnel can Knicks fans possibly be looking at? The number one pick, Jahlil Okafor. That's the light y'all need to be looking for right now. Melo needs to sit his behind down. There is no reason. I'm sorry. I know he got the money. I know people are like, you got paid to play. You paid to play. You need to play. But look, I got a coach who don't know how to coach. I got fans who putting bags over their heads. I got a new GM who literally butchered this whole team and left me with nothing. Lou Amundsen and all these guys. I don't want them. Carmelo be playing by himself. Mm-hmm. It would be Kobe Bryant all over again. Who am I going to pass the ball to?
Nobody.
Klay Anthony Early. Or who? Cole Aldridge? Like, who is on their team?
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Jose Calderon, he need to get traded too. I feel bad for him.
Supposedly they
I feel
trade
bad him. For Jose Calderon. He needs to go. I got a lot more respect for him than that. Phil Jackson needs to trade him.
He trying.
Good. He need to do something and just get. Oh God. Your ass should have went to Chicago. That's what it boils down to. Melo, your ass should have went to the Bulls. But I'm kind of glad you didn't, because we wouldn't be in the spot we are now.
No, I know you lying.
Whoop,
good.
Whoop.
Yeah, they did what? 16 damn. Straight, 12 home, straight home losses, both franchise records. Yeah, they're pitiful. But to me, it's not. If it's this injury, clearly he can play on it. And if he bails out now,
take the Derrick Rose treatment and get criticized. Niggas was shitting on
Derrick
Rose
was out, but I'm saying
and he was cleared to play and didn't play.
No, if you got a month, like if you're out, if he's out, if he gets hurt,
Derrick Rose didn't play in the playoffs and was cleared to play.
Yeah, but I don't consider that the same thing.
Oh.
My thing is that if say Melo hurt and it's a day to day injury,
We talking about knees now. Yeah, we talking about knees.
But if he had hurt himself to where, all right, he's out like 4 to 6 weeks, if he's out at least a month,
so it's going to take him playing himself to injury for people to be like, oh, okay, he's good then.
Once he gets through the All-Star break, I'm telling you what's going to happen. Once he gets through the All-Star break, about a week later, he's sitting for the rest of the season.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
Phil Jackson was smart. He sit him down now.
Yeah, he already said, that's my fault. I take blame. Like, yeah, you should.
No shit, Sherlock.
I mean, speaking of shutting down, Byron Scott keep coming out talking about every damn thing, saying the Lakers may shut down Kobe, if not in contention, in March. I'm like, what? Wait, this not in contention in March?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
This is straight buffoonery.
Like what? Like you ain't in contention now.
This is straight buffoonery, and I'm sorry. The Lakers have become a laughingstock. They're absolutely laughable. This whole Kobe is questionable for the remainder of the season. I have never seen some shit. We don't know how healthy he's going to be down the line, but he's questionable for the remainder of the season. And what blows me away, what I've come to notice, and just noticing little things here and there, because my mind does try to do that sometimes, played against Cleveland.
Which,
with LeBron James, right?
Right. Of course he was going to play in that game.
He did not play against Utah, which happens to be the team that right now holds the number 5 spot. I am just saying they are doing everything in their power to tank. I'm sorry. They're blatant with it too. They're blatant with it. We're gonna rest him against teams that, you know, could possibly pose a threat to, that we may actually win, because we don't want to lose this draft pick. So we're gonna play him against the LeBron James. We may play him when Damian Lillard comes. We may even play him when James Harden comes. But oh, if those lowly 76ers come, you damn skip it, he's sitting. If them Minnesota Timberwolves come, Kobe ain't playing. We can't risk winning that game. It's gotten to that point to now that I'm just like, this is straight up buffoonery. And I am so pissed that I even thought about taking Kobe on my fantasy league team. This is...
Yeah, because they're pulling the Greg Popovich approach.
This is worse than Greg Popovich.
Greg would just sit a dude.
He sits him a game, and then they play normally the next game. Or they'll sit like a back-to-back. He is questionable for the whole season. I have never seen Greg Popovich say, yeah, you know, Tim Duncan and them, they may not play the rest of the season. He never does that. So as much people as want to get crap on Greg Popovich, he ain't like, yeah, we going to rest Tim Duncan. We might rest him the remainder of the season. Like, what? And if we're in contention, you're not playing Kobe. You're not trying to win games. I mean, what? I am so fucking done with the Lakers, man. I don't even know what to do. It's unbelievable. They're a laughingstock. No, and they ain't going to be good in a long time.
No,
they won't be.
And it's coming out. Well, they won't can't because Kobe's still on the team.
No, even when he's gone, when he leaves, that it doesn't matter. Because at this point, if I'm a player, I don't want to come here. For what? For what? Yes, L.A., it's Hollywood, it's all this and that. I'm going to come here and be the laughingstock of L.A., and the Clippers are just shitting on us every year.
Well, if I want to win a championship, I'll just go to the Clippers. They got the money.
So I'm going to come to L.A., take all their money to be terrible, to be on a mediocre basketball team.
You know
team.
What it's all about. John and I said it. I know other people have said it. They are making sure he's healthy because season is all about Kobe.
It's the farewell season. Mm-hmm.
It's his farewell tour, a la Kareem and Derek Jeter. It don't go matter. Just how with the Yankees was sucking and nobody would care because it was all about Derek Jeter. That's how next season's going to be. It's going to be.
At least the Yankees were competitive.
They compete. They just.
They were somewhat competitive. They weren't the worst team in the league.
They're not even. What? There's two teams clearly that's going to beat them in the division. Well, and then if you want to count Phoenix, that's three. Now the Kings are I gotta ask Jonathan about this in a second, but Golden State's clearly the class of that division.
Yes.
Clippers are basically right there.
Yep.
Phoenix is fighting for a playoff spot. And then
Sacramento's still better than the Lakers.
Yep.
even with all their turmoil.
Exactly. It's like, we're going to get this pick, put him with Julius Randle, see what we got.
All I can say for the Lakers, if you get this fucking pick, you better make that motherfucker work. You better pick a damn good prospect. Because if you pick somebody and he turns out to be garbage, it was all for naught.
And, of course, it come out today. They talked about him retiring. Because I guess Kobe mentioned to the L.A. Times that he has thought about retiring at the end of the season.
Of course he has.
Because your team is whack. Look, he doesn't want to leave the Lakers, which I understand. I understand that. I want to, you know, this is the team you want to play for. I ain't playing for no other team. I get that.
But when they offered him the damn contract, he didn't say, no. Shave a little bit off so we can get some more free agents. Oh, yeah, give me all the money.
They told him.
Give me all the money.
I told you from my viewpoint, they told him they could build him a winner with that contract, and he said, fine. And plus, he said, he ain't about taking less money. So he was like, you know, that's their fault. That's GM's fault.
That's Genie Buss's fault.
Yeah. Does Jim Buss's clock start after next season?
No, his clock started 2 years ago. Genie Buss's too. Her clock started 2 years ago because her ass was the final say. People keep like coasting over her. I will not coast over Genie Buss. Her ass takes as much of the blame as Jim Buss does, as far as I'm concerned. Because if you are the boss, you have the final say and power over everything. You have to accept responsibility. Mm-hmm. I'm a manager at my job. If somebody fucks up, I have to take responsibility for that. Yes, they share some blame, but majority is me because I'm in charge of them. So if she is in charge of the Laker organization as a whole and she has final say over all decisions, then deciding to bring Nick Young back, Wesley Johnson, the whole Fab 12 that you had last year, bringing all them back, you did that. Deciding to give Kobe $50 million, you did that. So, you can't put all blame on Jim Buss. Deciding not to go after Greg Monroe and Isaiah Thomas and Eric Bledsoe. Y'all chose to do that. I know she's more business savvy or whatever. Well, then maybe you shouldn't have final say. If you just don't know the personnel, maybe you shouldn't have final say because you don't know. I'm just saying.
I love it.
Because Jesus.
You already know Jay spit that. It's official.
Seriously.
I'm telling you, that's John to be feeling it.
Because, man, it gets on my nerves sometimes. Because everybody, you know, Genie's a nice person and all that. And I get that. You know, no disrespect. But if your expertise is not, you know, personnel and making personnel decisions, maybe you should, you know, talk to certain people or pass that authority on to somebody else.
Well, clearly Mitch Kupchak ain't it. I thought Mitch Kupchak was supposed to be it, but he ain't.
I don't, whatever.
All right. So I know we was talking about Oklahoma City. What up, Spirit? This three-team deal is not going down.
I know he's mad about that. I know he was like, Brook Lopez? Yes!
Yeah, they're looking to get Lopez, Lance Stevenson. Charlotte just like, we screwed up.
Yep. We made a mistake.
And, you know, Brooklyn was trying to get part of that. First off, the fact that for all y'all who want to make investments and buy basketball teams, Mikhail Porkeroff, that's if I'm pronouncing that right, he has shown you what not to do.
Yeah.
He bought the team, I'm going to make them a championship contender.
And tried to buy a championship.
Now, bought all these contracts, trading for Joe Johnson is, to me, the biggest reason why Atlanta's playing the way they're playing.
And again, this is another example. If your expertise ain't basketball,
nope.
Maybe you shouldn't make that final decision.
You sign Brook Lopez, now you want to trade him. You know, he's staying hurt. Oklahoma City, they trying. Because I have not heard it brought up at all, but I'm going to bring it up. Yo, if they flame out again, Scott Brooks really probably going to be gone.
Yeah.
Because I don't get why none of these dudes who was getting hella run when Durant and Westbrook were hurt, they ain't getting run at all. Jeremy Lamb is not playing at all. Mm-hmm. You know, Steven Adams has kind of come down.
Yeah.
You know, although he need to be starting because, you know, Perkins is butt. Yeah. Y'all trying to get rid of Perkins in that trade. It didn't work.
that they realized who they was getting. Oh, Kendrick Perkins? Nah.
They trying. I mean, Westbrook is playing at an MVP level right
now.
Yeah,
he is.
But that's a hard way up.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, Brooklyn just, god damn, it was like two years ago. We compete for a championship. Now we trying to trade off everybody. You know, Charlotte, that experiment ain't worked. You know, and it's funny, his third year ain't even all that guaranteed. I was like, oh, well, I mean, they signed him to actually a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 years and out. The fact that I heard Houston was interested in Brooke Lopez, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
I didn't even
so
hear
basically
that.
What that means is
I didn't even hear that.
You won't trade Dwight Howard.
I didn't even hear that.
I've heard that they were. Now, I don't see how they could get it.
Sources said.
But I'm like, where is he going to play? One, where is he going to play? And two, you want Dwight Howard taking no shots.
Those two will be linked to the end of time.
Yeah, because he should have been in fucking Brooklyn to begin with.
Brooke Lopez should have been in Orlando.
Oh, that's funny. All right, y'all. Before we head out on this break, we know the All-Star starting lineup is going to be announced this week. But we're going to pick who we think should be starting at the All-Star game. Who would you pick? Like, I've done my votes on NBA.com and all that.
I haven't.
If you're picking All-Star starters, who would be your starting lineup?
All right.
Starting with the East.
All right, I'm going to do this from the bottom up. Let's start with the backcourt. So first, John Wall.
Mm-hmm.
To me, no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Other guard spot. I'm picking the team?
Yes, if you're picking.
Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
Is starting at the other guard spot.
Okay.
I like D-Wade. I think he's done a good job. I like Jeff Teague as well, and I think he's done a good job. Kyle Lowry, I think he started to quiet down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So as the team as a whole has a little bit after mm-hmm. after their fast start. I just think Jimmy Butler, you know, even though he had a small little slump himself, he's been pretty consistent majority of the season on both ends of the floor. So I'd give it to him. Small forward, fucking LeBron James, even though he had a stint where he had to sit out some games, you know. He's the best small forward in the game,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not gonna deny that and leave him off the team. Power forward, you know what? I am going to perhaps throw some people for a loop. Power forward. Well, I guess I just need a big, right?
Yeah, he's 3-4.
God dang, that is tough. One,
mm-hmm.
Al Horford.
Mm.
I again, Atlanta's the number one team in the East. I am not going to deny them a freaking all-star. That'd be stupid. That to me, you can't do that with the best team in the East. And then another one. You know what? Pau Gasol.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pau Gasol, he's been rejuvenated. He's been playing very well for the Bulls and has been the post presence we thought Boozer would be. Because damn. Took us 4-5 years finally to get a post presence, and Jesus, he's been a godsend. So that's my East.
Okay, let me see. For my East, I agree. John Wall should be starting point guard.
Mm-hmm.
My other guard, I've picked Kyle Lowry just because, you know, Toronto's third in their conference. But I had to say, if I wasn't going to go with Lowry, I might be picking Jeff Teague. Because I do think that Atlanta does need somebody. Right, they've been balling.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it's team, but they do need somebody as well who deserves to be on the team.
Absolutely.
My forward, yeah, LeBron, because it's LeBron James. Yeah, I have Pau Gasol, too. Pau Gasol has been balling.
Yeah.
You know, the Bulls deserve somebody. The other forward, I didn't do it. You know what? I ain't came for that because I made my picks last the other day, so I'm going to just be honest. I voted for Carmelo Anthony. He was on there like, look, it's your home team. It is Melo. Hey, go out with a bang since you ain't going to be the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like if I have a chance and the guys guy playing well, playing all right for the home team. It is in the garden. I like to see somebody from that team starting. I give Carmelo that chance.
Okay.
That was hard. I was like, he really don't deserve.
Yeah.
But, hey, why not? All right, who you got in the West? I know the West is going to be tough.
All right, West, The West was actually, for me, a little bit easier than the East.
All right.
So for the West, starting point guard, Steph Curry.
Yep.
There ain't no question about it. Starting two guard, and I battled hard over this one because you know I love me some Damian Lillard.
I know you did.
But I'm going with James Harden.
You got to, man.
I got to go with James Harden. He's been fucking out of his mind this season. And if it wasn't for him, Houston probably be a mediocre ball club. 1 forward spot. LaMarcus Aldridge.
Okay.
I think he's quietly, you know, Damian Lillard's getting most of the shine, but LaMarcus Aldridge has been balling this season.
Yeah, he has.
I picked him MVP to start the season. The man's been balling. He probably won't get the MVP, you know, the way Damian Lillard's been playing on this team, but he's really been balling. Another forward spot, even though they're not in the playoffs right now, I can't leave Anthony Davis off the team.
I can't leave Anthony Davis. He's been having a great season.
For one, for him, they wouldn't be 500 right now.
No.
They're 500. They're three spots out of the eighth. They're three games out of the eighth spot, so they're still fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to leave him in there. And this might shock some people. Maybe, maybe not. I'm going to go with Marc Gasol for my other spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to, again, with the way Memphis has been playing, I got to give them some love. I got to give them some all-star in there. And Marc Gasol has been balling.
Okay. I think we probably got just about the same. Yeah, my backcourt, Steph Curry, James Harden.
I think they're locked.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Well, you know, I think to me, and most people agree, those are probably the top two front runners for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Harden is playing his ass off right now.
Yeah, he is.
Steph Curry with the pot. I mean, he made money. So, and he's, of course, leading vote getter.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
For the forwards, I have Marc Gasol as well. Nice. You know, because I like to do the center if possible. But Marc Gasol has been playing well. Memphis, you know, he's having probably one of his better seasons. Memphis is balling.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Anthony Davis, individually. Absolutely. He's getting to superstar status.
Balling.
Now, the last forward spot, and this is difficult because I think there's three people who can get into this. And I was looking at their numbers individually. I had to throw somebody in specifically for All-Star game. Specifically for this game, I can't help it. It's an all-star game. I got to put in Blake Griffin. He's having a great – I mean, so he was averaging like 5 assists this season.
I'm not denying.
I'm like, for an all-star game, I got to have him in.
Yeah.
Now, the two people who made this really difficult, even for Anthony Davis too, one, LaMarcus Aldridge, because it was like it was him or Blake because they're both balling. And I got to be honest, it's hard to do a – ballot like this and leave out Kevin Durant.
Ah, forgot about the Durant, but.
And I think his injury slowed him down.
The fact that he's been out most of the season, I kind of tried to shy away from guys who were hurt bulk of the season. I mean, LeBron's the best damn small forward in the game, so I can't deny that. But, like, that's why I couldn't put Melo on the team. I'm like, if you've missed more than half the season, I cannot put you on the team. That's just my opinion. That's just me.
Yeah, so, it's hard, and I mean, we're going to find out, I think, Tuesday or Thursday who's going to be voted as – who the fans voted and starters for the All-Stars. And then that's when it gets fun because picking the West is going to be difficult again for all of them remaining seven
and
spots.
You know we're going to be recapping.
Oh, you know we're going to be recapping, giving our picks as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good. All right, y'all, we are going to take another quick break. We are going to come back. You know, we got to talk some college football and some MLB before we get into our award. I think we got awards aplenty to hand out.
Yeah, we got a bunch.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lamb Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Be sure to check us out on BlackIsOnline.com.
are back. It's the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. So what's up, man? Let us know your all-star picks, all these trades. How y'all feeling about your team so far? We almost halfway through the season. Who you think is going to get traded? We didn't get into that. We'll probably get into that next week. Who we think is left before the trading deadline. So hit us up. Let's have a discussion, y'all. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know what y'all think about our NBA All-Star picks. If you agree, disagree, indifferent, you know. So let us know. We will definitely hit you back.
All right. So we finally had a college football playoff.
Loved it, I must say. For the first one, I enjoyed it.
No, it was good.
I really liked it.
Everybody tuned in, which means everybody getting paid, which except means for the students.
This will stay.
Yeah.
This is here to stay.
I mean, I know they cash. I think it was like 16 million or some ridiculous amount of people watched it. And unfortunately, for us Pac-12 fans, it did not turn out the way we hoped. Because Ohio State ran all over Oregon.
They ran buckshot all over them. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, to be precise.
What?
Exact. That kid is a beast.
Dude.
Back-to-back 200-yard games. At the biggest stages? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Come on. So yeah,
Mariota just couldn't get it going. Yeah. They're over there dropping passes. And, you know, they just kept running the ball. It wore them down. And I'm like, you got to make sure you stop the run. But Oregon's defense got tired. They just kept pounding the ball, and fortunately, it didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to Urban Meyer. He did a hell of a good job as a coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
And I will.
Yeah, he is going to be crowned.
Oh, I definitely will crown him.
As the best coach in college football now.
He better than Nick Saban?
He's going to get more love than Nick Saban. He beat Nick Saban, you know, what, three? It was like his third year at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Winning championship. You know, granted, their conference is still kind of boo-boo, mm-hmm. but, you know, now with, Jim Harbaugh, Michigan may be on his way back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Urban Meyer, he's won.
Yeah.
And he's won
everywhere he's been.
I mean, taking the third string quarterback, loses his starting quarterback before the season, puts in the second, the backup, makes him a damn Heisman candidate, mm-hmm. lose him right before the Big 12 championship. Put in your third string. What happens? You just keep whooping ass all of those games.
I'm like, hey. So clearly his system works.
Mm-hmm. Got a great system.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Ohio State, their quarterback, Cardale Jones, who is a redshirt sophomore, I had to look it up, decided to have a press conference. Now, I do think that was on the school, not him, mm-hmm. but I could be mistaken. Was just like, hey, I'm coming back.
Excellent.
Then you got to do some baits on Twitter. Whether he should come back or not, I know people feel like he should go get the money.
He could go get the money. He could be a third round pick at worst. I'm like, well, number one, we don't know if he would be a third round pick at worst because I'm like, first of all, you got three games
mm-hmm.
of footage on this kid. Why would I take him above somebody who has much more experience at the college level? Number one. Number two, people act like, when the draft is next week. Like, we're just going to come out and he going to get drafted. It's like, no, you got to go through the combines, the pro days. Guys going to see you. They're going to talk to you. Psychological test, the whole shebang-a-bang. Who knows if his stock could rise or fall during that situation? We don't know. I mean, he's a young kid. Granted, he played three of the biggest games, you know, probably of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But he only played three games.
Yeah.
And if he was that fucking good from jump, he'd have been starting from jump.
Yeah.
He would not have – JT Barrett wouldn't have been put in front of him. So, I mean, clearly Urban Meyer thought, you know, JT Barrett was the better player at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say Cardale Jones didn't get better as the season progressed. You know, you got to improve in practice and all of that stuff too. So, you know, who knows? I don't know. But I'm glad the kid made the smart choice and came back to school.
Yeah, I think I know he's got to compete for the job.
Good.
I know people are like, well, he passed up on some money.
Everybody want an easy way.
For me, like, I get tired of that.
Working.
A little bit. Oh, guys should just jump because I'm like, I ain't getting the money. Well, first off, I mean, it's like, you need to go get the money. Like, well, then you keep feeding into the thing that everybody should be about, all about the money. And he doesn't want to be that, which is great. And then say he decides to go and he gets drafted by your team and he's ass and does nothing. Are you like, oh, my God, that was a great pickup? Are you just like, why do we waste a pick on him? Like, well, you said he should come out.
Thank you.
You know, he, good for him, you know, but I'm glad because, you know, he said he wants a degree. And yeah. I think he's thinking about life after football, too. And yes, yes, for us regular folk, yes, a nice meal would do nicely.
But when you got to give it to your cousin and your brother and your sister and your mama and your daddy and your boys, you got $5,000 left from that million.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, we see it all the time. So let's not act like he just, that whole million he is. Yeah. He ain't breaking off nobody.
No, you got to pay the, of course, you got to pay
Got to pay Uncle Sam. Got to pay your agent.
Yeah.
And then your family wants some. That's the way it goes. Yeah. So I mean, let's just be
real. It ain't
real.
Like people are like, yeah, I'm looking for, let me go to the draft so I can ride pine for 5 years. And do nothing.
Thank you. Golly, I'm telling you, man.
You know, and who's going to, you know, I don't, if he wants to, I'm glad he stayed. If he didn't, all right, well, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, because the combine going to pick you apart and all of that.
Exactly.
We've already seen Jameis Winston coming out, Alabama Amari Cooper coming out, running back T.J. Yeldon coming out, mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota coming out. You know, and it was funny to see when Jameis declared, and everybody was basically like, he the number one pick. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute, like 3 months ago, when you knew he was going to come out.
It happens all the time.
It was like, oh, I ain't taking him. He got problems.
All the time.
I don't think he can do it. Now, all of a sudden.
You mentioned it from last year, where Teddy Bridge was the guy. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh, he should be the number one pick, and he's the best quarterback. And then as soon as the season ended, it's Johnny football time.
Yeah,
he need to be the number one pick. Like, word?
Yeah, and you get to the combine, and then everything changes.
And then you have a terrible pro day. Oh, he's an awful quarterback.
Yeah.
It changes, like, it seems daily.
Yeah. Now, Marcus Mariota, can he fit into a pro system?
That's the question, because Jameis ran a pro system.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Marcus Mariota is going to be a damn good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I personally do.
We'll see. But
Jameis? I don't know. I think he has all the tools to be great. Mm-hmm. He just has to mature.
Yeah, we need to see because this ain't college.
Mm-hmm.
And Amari Cooper, yeah, he first round pick, first round talent.
TJ Yeldon is probably second or third.
Mm-hmm. But man, I'm like Amari Cooper, like, yeah, buddy.
Oh, he's cashing in. He's a top 10 pick.
Oh, yeah. Texas A&M quarterback Kenny Hill, a.k.a. Kenny Trill, says, asked for his release from Texas A&M, wants to transfer. Because you lost your job.
Well, I mean, everybody praised him after that one game where he, broke the single game record, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, I'm Kenny Trill now. I'm better than Johnny Football. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And that was probably that was his best game of the season.
And that's probably, and he probably fed into it. And that's what caused his whole season of fucking catastrophe.
Yeah, because he got benched for a freshman.
A true freshman.
Yep.
Who started balling. Mm-hmm. Who was balling at the end. So, I mean, hey, yeah. Can't blame you for leaving.
No.
But you should have been humble.
Yeah, you should have been. You shouldn't have believed all that hype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnny Manziel, I mean, right now he looks like a struggling NFL quarterback. But, yeah, college quarterback, he was one of the best.
Absolutely.
You know, so, good luck to Kenny Trill.
Wherever he lies.
Yep. And per an agreement, Penn State we get back 112 wins wiped out from the Sandusky scandal. So now Joe Paterno is restored as the winningest coach in college football history.
So they just flip-flop.
Yeah, they're basically going to take back everything. I mean, I've heard all the
why
everybody's comments on why do you punish the kids and all of that who weren't around. And I can be like, y'all did it to SC. Reggie Bush was gone.
What?
You know, then I'm like, how do you punish the football program for doing something foul if you find out after the fact?
Yeah, I'm like, so what was the purpose then?
None, it's just immediate reaction. Well, you knew. I'm like, okay, why don't you hit the school? $100 million. That's what I'm saying. You want to punish them? Take the bowl money.
Thank you.
Won't you be like, you know what? Since I want to punish your student athletes, y'all can play in a bowl. That's fine, but the winnings from the bowl, you ain't getting shit.
Exactly. Thank you.
And then you know what's going to happen? No, we don't. Why?
Exactly.
That's not fair.
Exactly.
We in a bowl. We deserve. Okay.
Nope. That's what I think mm-hmm. they should do. You know what I'm saying? Hit them pockets.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I keep saying, man, this college football. Hey, shout out to the committee because people were bagging on the committee and all that. You picked a winner.
Yep.
Because I wasn't putting Ohio State in.
I wasn't either.
And Ohio State came in and beat the two, number one and number two team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, obviously they doing something right.
They know what they doing.
I know they like, yep, popping my collar.
We gained a little leeway for next year.
Mm-hmm. It worked out, but, you know, let's see if we can get that eight. But
yep.
We'll see. Hey, man, and into the Major League Baseball, shout out to Matt Scherzer. I was like, what he going to get? Signed a seven-year, $210 million deal with the Nationals.
Show me the money.
It's half the first. So he gets $15 million annually for the next 15 years.
That's why it pays to be a baseball player sometimes.
And he gets, is getting a $50 million signing bonus. God damn.
Here's a check. $50 million.
And they was already deep in their bullpen. Which means they had now a somebody deep rotation. Go.
Yeah, they talked about trading with Jordan Zimmermann, I believe. Mm-hmm. But the highlight I've heard is that they really looking to trade Steven Strasburg, which I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think they just signed him.
Like, pair him with Matt Scherzer, man. Y'all have a dominant rotation. But, I guess they feel they have enough good starters. Steven Strasburg can get them a nice little package of players. You know, who knows, but... Man.
And this dude was like supposed to be the man coming out. Those dudes, they gave him a huge contract.
He Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
And I don't know about that.
You sat him 2 years ago because he was hurt. Now, a year later, you're like, we can trade him.
Yeah.
Like, damn, dude.
That's how it goes, man. It sucks, but that's how it goes. Yeah.
Ain't no loyalty.
Yep. Well, I guess Clayton Kershaw will be getting a $200 million contract next time he re-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
I know Scherzer turned down a $144 million deal with the Tigers.
Yes!
And you were like, nigga, what?
Yes!
But, no, I'm good. I'm going to make about an extra 70. Like, an extra 70?
Weaken that team from my division. Thank you.
That's correct. 200. I think this is the largest contract received by a player after arbitration.
Because we thought John Lester's contract was a grip.
Damn, dude. 200. Ah, damn.
I'm telling you, we're going to hit 300 in the future.
It's pushing that
Some
way,
pitcher is going to get $300 million, and at that point, it's going to be like, all right, we need a salary cap for real.
Yeah.
It's getting insane.
And got to give love to the 2015 Hall of Fame class. Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, John Smoltz, all first-timers.
Good job.
And Craig Biggio got in after his third time on the ballot.
Nice applause to him as well.
Yeah. Of course, Randy Johnson – with the Heat.
I mean, Seattle Mariners, Randy Johnson, beast.
Arizona Diamondbacks,
beast. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Pedro Martinez was killing, man.
He was a beast, man. With the Red Sox, he was just crushed them. Started off with the freaking Dodgers.
Yep.
So, I mean.
He was killing with the Dodgers.
God, man. And then John Smoltz. I was down there in Atlanta. I saw all the stuff. I know how it is. They love that man.
Yeah, he was
sick. They love him. Him and Greg Maddux and all that, they love them fools.
And then Craig Biggio, man. All that dude was just, he was just great every year.
He just always just hit.
And I know there was some issues that came up, like.
How the hell did Mike Piazza not get voted in? That's my issue.
Yeah, I didn't get
that.
How
you not vote in Mike Piazza? The best hitting catcher of all time.
Yeah.
Come on.
What I found out that I didn't know at the time was it's a 10-person ballot. So you can only vote for 10 people. Which basically means if you hadn't gotten in, these older cats ain't getting in.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you're like, well, I want to vote him. Oh, well, somebody else just came in. Oh, well, I can't do that. Like seriously, like, who, if you had some people that you wanted to vote for, as soon as you see Randy Johnson, Pedro, John Smoltz, oh, well, I gotta vote them.
Yep. That's three votes already.
97%. And I did hear arguments. So, yeah, I do agree that they need to open that up.
Yeah.
That way people, at least guys could be like, oh, this dude got votes. Oh, I forgot about him. Let me go back and look. But 10 people? You niggas ain't never getting in. You're like, what? Like, I bet you might going to take my path forever. I saw that What's my man? What's the steroid? Mark McGwire fail in votes. I do believe at some point you can't leave Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens out at all.
Yes, we can. We've let Pete Rose out for 50 years. We can surely do that.
Oh, shoot. He going to get in when he passed.
Stubborn, man.
They are.
They're stubborn.
Old and grumpy. No,
he ain't getting in.
No, but it's going to, because both of them dudes were Hall of Famers before they took it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just want to count that, but I guess not, because, I mean, if that's the case, A-Rod ain't never getting his ass in.
And even so, it's going to take him a long time to get in.
Yeah, it's going to take him a minute.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for riding with us. We about to get into these awards for the week.
Yes, sir.
I know we got a bunch.
Yes, sir.
Let's start off with the Norse Award.
Norse.
Norse. All right. We can go back and forth. How many you got? I got a few.
I got a few.
All right. I'll throw one out there. Giving Norse Award, Tom Brady throws his 49th playoff TD, breaks the all-time record held by Joe Montana, which means, you know, once if he gets this win, gets his fourth Super Bowl ring, cue up the debate.
Yep.
Is he better than Joe Montana? You know, I don't know about all that, but, you know, I got to give a shout out to him for that. I was like, you broke the all-time record. All right. You just for that. All right, what you got?
Let me see. One Norse Award. I want to give one Norse Award to Stephen Curry for his Curry commercial on ESPN.
Hilarious.
That crap is jokes. I do this for guys like you. I mean, just he's starting to show his humorous side a little bit. And to me, he's taken the spotlight the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
He's very humble with it. You see, he doesn't get any trouble off the court. I mean, he's just an overall good guy. And, you know, the way he's been playing this season, I mean, you could argue
mm-hmm.
he the best point guard in the league. You could argue best point guard in the league.
We're going to have that discussion at the end of the season. I want to have that discussion. I'm about to get some folk on here with that.
I just want a Norse Award to him because he's just having an amazing season. And he's just a good young man. So, I mean, shout out to the kid because I love that damn ESPN commercial.
I do too. I got another one for Joe Flacco. Even though he in that loss, he set a record with 8 straight playoff games with multiple TDs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you keep doing it. Maybe you earned your – people don't think you worthy of that contract, which was a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm like, 8 straight playoff games with multiple TDs, and you that's the record? Like, damn, okay. Hey, Norse for that.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give a Norse Award to somebody I hate more than anything in this world. No, I don't hate this man, but I respect the hell of him, but he's just like a thorn in the side. Got to give a shout-out to Bill Belichick for breaking Tom Landry's record of postseason victories by head coach. What? The great Tom Landry. Fucking Bill Belichick. I mean, I got to give it to him. He's a good coach. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, a lot of people will say, well, if he didn't have Brady, I'm like, well, if Phil didn't have Jordan, if Phil didn't have Kobe or Shaq, if Greg Popovich didn't have Duncan and them, any coach who's good, you have to have good players around you.
If Bill Walsh didn't have Joe Montana.
If Jimmy Johnson didn't have Troy Aikman and them, I mean, look, you're not going to win without good players. That's just common sense. But the way he's been able to win, and a lot of the time, like, he has no receivers. Yet they just keep winning.
Yeah.
Brandon LaFell, you're like, who? Julian Edelman has made a name for himself. Mm-hmm. Danny Mendola is pretty good. But, I mean, there is no, like, number one receiver on that team.
Except for Gronk.
He's a tight end.
Right.
I mean, your defense is just, you know, a bunch of guys who you're just like, they're not really the top-notch guys at their position, except for, like, Darrell Revis, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they just find ways to win, man. I got to give it to him. He is the Greg Popovich of the NFL.
Was it like his ninth? They were like, this ninth AFC championship?
He just always wins.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it is. He is the best coach in football. I don't think that's debatable right now.
No.
I mean,
not right now.
Shout out to him. I mean, damn. That's a huge, that's a hell of a job, man.
All right. More for NFL with me. This was a North Shore when I saw it. The NFL is to have a combine for veterans a month after the rookie combine. I was like, that's, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, give guys who've been out the league, you know, 3-4 years, who I guess have played at least 3-4 years, who are out, and you don't just have to go off of old video. You can actually test them, exactly, see where they at. So, you know, shout out that's to NFL cool. for that. You know, giving veterans a chance, because we know sometimes it's all about the young dudes, but give the veterans a look.
One last football one for me. Got to give a Norse award to the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, that emotional, you know, little speech he had at the end of the game. I mean, you just saw the passion, you know. I mean, he probably played the worst game of his career, and a miracle on his side, and he was able to pull out a win, and they're going back to the Super Bowl. That should show you how hard it is to repeat and get back to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It does not happen very often. They almost blew their opportunity, but, you know, shout out to them. And shout out to Doug Baldwin. That speech and rant he made at the end of the game, I was like, wow. That was some powerful stuff right there. And it showed, when I actually listened to what he said, man, he's a very smart young man. These are smart guys. I mean, Stanford grad. They're very intellectual, and just the verbiage, the vocabulary they use shows you they're not idiots. Mm-hmm. They're not thugs. They're guys who enjoy playing the game. They have a passion for it, and they play until the last second is on that clock. So, I mean, shout out to them. Congratulations, and I hope you beat New England's ass. Shout out Enrique Black.
There you go, man. Norse Award for me, another one. To the possibility of an NFL arena to be built in Inglewood.
Whoop, whoop.
Y'all seen the owner of the Rams has a little, you know, got some acres over there in 70 or 80 acres. The Crokey Group got like 240. Think they're going to build where the Hollywood Park used to be. Mm-hmm. Bring some money into the area, bruh.
That's right.
You know, and plus it's going to be in Los Angeles, so I ain't got to drive all the way out. You know, now granted, we've heard a number of where these things are going to be built and nothing happens. So I hope this happens. Please, y'all, let's put some money in Inglewood up to no good.
Yes, sir. All right, my last one. Shout out to Cardale Jones. I know the young man had a lot of pressure on him about hitting the NFL, you know, and all that. I think he made the smart choice. I was very happy to see it. I know a lot of people were like, he making a stupid mistake and he should just take the money and blah, 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 blah. I get so annoyed hearing that basically people are just diminishing education. Fuck your education. It doesn't matter. You can always get an education later. I'm just kind of like, I'm happy to see somebody who looked at the big picture. You know what? I played 3 games of college football. And this is the same kid who, going into his college career, basically had that attitude of, why the fuck do I even have to go to class? And I guess there was some infamous tweet he tweeted where it was like, "What? I don't need to go to class for what? I'm here to play football." And I guess he's turned his life around, wants to get an education now. And I enjoy, we see so many guys leave early that I enjoy seeing some of these young men decide to go back to school. Plus, I'm like, I don't know about most people. I enjoyed my time in college. I had fun. As a 20-year-old kid in college on your own, you get it, it's not like being 50 years old going back to school to get your degree. It's different, man. When you're young, you got your friends. You know, you can still be a kid,
mm-hmm.
and you know you have high expectations, but they're still, you know, leveled because right. You're still maturing. You're still a young man. It's not like when you come, you're 50 years old. All you focused on is just going to school. I mean, there's so, you know, frat parties and, you know, just enjoying the camaraderie with the guys you have around you. Just college guys. I don't know about most people, like I said, but college to me was fun. I had a blast. So maybe this kid just has a lot of fun in college.
And he wants
to go back.
Yeah, and he wants to finish. I mean,
damn, he's a redshirt sophomore. He only needs probably one more year to get his degree.
Yeah.
And then who knows? And I'm like, he may want to go back and compete for that spot to prove everybody that he can win it.
Yeah.
I mean, golly, I applaud this young man. Applaud him.
If he's wrong and it doesn't work out, then he'll come back. At least he's got his degree and he can finish, and he'll be all right with the rest of his life. So, shout out to him.
Yeah, real talk.
All right, my last Norse Award is actually going out to three dudes. These are my standouts for the week with basketball. Pau Gasol on January 10th versus the Bucks. He put up 46 points, 18 rebounds, 3 assists, 17 to 30 field goal shooting, 12 to 13 from the free throw. Killing.
Yeah, I wish Boozer could have did that.
Did he ever do that? Or he'd be, it's a quiet 46. Yeah. Russell Westbrook on Friday versus Golden State, 17 points, 15 boards, 17 assists, and 4 steals. Only 3 turnovers, 7-19 shooting. Like, wow. That's why he's in that MVP running, taking some shine from Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And this one, I'm like, wow. Mo Williams on the 13th versus Indiana, 52 points. Along with 7 assists, 4 rebounds. 19-33 from the field, 89 free throws, 6-11 from 3-point. Dude basically was like, when I was just feeling it, and he was just dropping everything. You know, somebody who's going to put up 52 and ain't like a superstar, put up 52, like, wow, you balling, man. All right, y'all, let's get into it, man. You know, we out these good ones, but, you know, we got to get on some folk.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, I got 4 of these. How many you got?
I got about 3.
All right. We first... Steve Ballmer dancing to Fergie during that Clipper game. You're like, what are you doing, bruh? Just waving his hands like a pom-pom or something. I was like, okay. Well, I guess you excited and the music just hitting you. All right. My team winning. Like, okay. That
what
was,
are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like.
Need to invest in some rhythm.
he does. I was like, I'm excited. Like, all right, bro. I can see that. All right,
one I have, I saw this and I couldn't believe it. Nick Young, Swaggy P, has, I guess in his neighborhood of Tarzan, it has a building that he has converted into a shoe house. He employs not one, but 2 shoe keepers who oversee his 500 plus pair of sneakers, a collection that includes Vans, fitted with roller skating wheels. Let me tell you something. He is one of the weirdest motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life. 500 pairs of shoes and you need 2 shoe keepers. I don't understand this young man. I don't get him. He's weird. Everybody's like, oh, he got swag. No, he doesn't. He is an odd motherfucker. He's just weird, dude. Iggy Azalea, don't know what she see in the kid. Maybe they just both weird.
Probably,
but
so
weird. Oh, Miss Isley's joining us. Mm-hmm. She thinks he's weird too.
Yeah, clearly.
So I mean, I don't know what the fuck Nick Young is doing. So
then we got the Nick fans wearing bags over their heads. And I saw that last week. I'm like, dude, it's not even March yet. It's January. And y'all already pulling the bags out. Like, dang, it's just been that kind of season. It's been that kind of season, man.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I got one. It kind of popped up on me today. Sources said, y'all know how I love my sources. Sources said Cleveland has already had internal discussions about firing David Blatt.
God.
Really? I mean, really? We can't even get to half the season and he got to go already?
Yeah.
Cleveland, in Cleveland Cavaliers in themselves, they're a what the fuck moment. Because I don't know what's going on in that organization. Owner, GM, coach LeBron James had took a leaf of absence for a minute. David Blatt couldn't get anything going in his absence. They talking about Tyronn Lue calling timeouts behind his back. I don't know what's going on with that organization. They look in shambles. I think LeBron bit off a lot more than he thought he was going to have to chew coming to this situation. But to me, he can't back out of that letter he wrote
to the community.
Yeah, maybe the owner's making amends because he felt like he didn't do much. Now he's doing everything in his power to make sure he stays.
I'm like, LeBron, next time you are a free agent, this is what you need to do. Shut the fuck up. I think you need to shut up. Just don't say nothing. Just sign somewhere and don't say nothing.
God. What else? Speaking of weird stuff, Derek Fisher's speech. That speech they played in the huddle, he was like, oh, yeah, hey, they're the same as us. They put on a shoe the same way. You like.
Shout out to Hoopla for playing that clip.
That clip was hilarious.
I almost pissed my pants listening to that. I was like, oh, my God.
He's basketball coaching 101.
Well, in a sense, I mean, the Knicks are about as good as a fifth grade team, so it sounds about appropriate.
That's bad.
Good God, man. They put. We won't wear socks.
No, we both use.
We both bathroom. Brush our teeth. We both shower.
Like, dude,
I could coach the team doing that.
Like, come on, man.
I'm like, if that is your idea of motivational speak, I hope Phil Jackson heard that and realizes he made a big mistake.
Yep.
Because Jesus.
Yeah, you want to go with a for real rookie?
I need
coach.
One of my guys. Just like my shirt says, you're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right. Who do I got for this? God, there's just been so much stuff going on.
I still got one more good one.
Go ahead and do yours.
All right. This one came out recently that I was kind of like, oh, wow. And I'm actually a fan of this dude. I think he's a great commentator. Greg Anthony got busted for solicitation. Mm. Like, oh, damn. Hopefully you ain't married. God damn, like, I would think it'd be a little easier to find somebody to get some with without getting busted. But maybe you just want to keep it under wraps, and that didn't work. So
yeah.
You are stuck, bruh.
Damn. That's,
like, oh, man, you're good on. I like him on NBA TV and all that. Like, well, maybe that means you're going to be taking a break for a while.
Jeez. All right. My last see, Isley is feeling these moments, man. She don't like them either, I'm telling you. It's ridiculous. All right. So my last what the fuck moment. The man who has been charged of rape has now been charged for federal drug charges, and I'm talking about Darren Sharper.
Oh, damn.
He is ordered to appear in New Orleans to face federal drug charges. And I guess this is on top of the rape allegations he's facing.
Jeez.
God, Jesus Christ. He has been charged with 7 felony counts, including 2 counts of rape by use of drug. Yeah, he's in a shithole. What? And I just, it's crazy because you're like, Darren Sharper? Mm-hmm. I was watching this fool as a kid, man. It's like, wow, I mean, guys got problems.
Yeah.
Some guys got major issues. So
you never know.
Jesus Christ.
You never know. I mean, damn. All right, y'all. I think you got more?
Nope. Okay. I'm done.
All right, y'all.
I think that's enough they can handle.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. I know this was a long episode, but thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Lame and Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You know, you can find us on blackisonline.com. You do a search for the Sports Happy Hour, you can find us there. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes Radio, TuneIn, under Black Is. You can find us there. Check us out there as well. You like to hear some reviews, leave us some ratings, some comments. You know, we like the 5-star kind, but just we like to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show. You can also reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to listen to us up in here. For the long-time listeners, thank you for continuing to listen to us and support us. We definitely appreciate it. For the first-time listeners, thank you for joining us and tuning in and checking us out and see what we about up in here. Definitely want to give a shout-out to all the podcast out there. The Hip Hop Digest, our homies at the Hoopla Show. Who we got? KJ just tweeted us something last night. Welcome to the village.
Yeah,
what up, Uncle Red?
Yep. You got Moody over at the Indian Radio. You
got Big B and them.
Yep. IDS.
In Deep Show.
Yep. You got my boy Daryl, straight out of Low Cash. We're trying to get up with him soon.
And a quick shout out to our boy Kojak. He
He sent me a tweet during the Broncos game because I tweeted out some, I guess, some blasphemous Bronco terms, and I was just like, these guys don't look like they want it. He was like, I refuse to believe it, and I'm like, well, believe it, brother, because that's what they're giving us right now. So
he was frustrated.
I mean, I know he was frustrated, bro. I feel your pain. Don't worry, we'll be back next year. I ain't even worried about it. Gary Kubiak going straight in the shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of folk. Casino. Yeah.
Pouty Saudi.
She be showing up.
Yep. I'm
just thinking out loud, who always is giving us props.
Giving us love. And, yeah, for sure.
You know, on Twitter. So we appreciate that. It's a lot of podcasts out there. So make sure y'all
Kim
tune in
Fuzz,
and check them.
Kim Love
out.
And all them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I Love. Got from Pisces Life.
Yep.
Bunch
of y'all out
saying?
There.
Aaron
Mr. Moody. What's happening, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron from the Black Arrow. That's a lot of folk, man. So make sure y'all checking all them out as well.
Yep. So definitely want to give a shout out. Go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. I'm looking at my niece right here. Yeah, Isley, what's happening? She yawning. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see who we got this week. Tell your mongoose. Tell your boars. Tell your pelicans. Tell your anacondas, tell your pythons, go ahead and tell your wombats. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. And go ahead and tell them New England Patriots fans and Seattle Seahawks fans about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. We have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
No sequel, so policies, upper qualities get abolished, demolished, distortion of the status getting polished. Urges are splurging, words will just be merged together. Damn, it's quite clever. However, you never can sound alike. Lyrics don't be found alike. These troops who bees roots and soldier, mellow by culture, rhythmic vulture, approach ya with magnetic shit that's ultra. I make them tease dangle like a bangle, strangle from every angle. My lingo dingles and it dangles under kangles. Nah, them niggas don't want to tangle. Cause roots get loose, Negroes get juiced like a mango. To be particular, extracurricular, for pleasure, measure in any weather. Value more than a treasure. baby. You say you may be. They come in the flex. Now you wonder what's next.